Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
To walk into Maggie Black Kettle's teepee from the bustling grounds of the Calgary Stampede was to enter the peaceful eye of a pounding, frenetic storm. The muted light, smell of prairie sage, and lilt of her soft voice soothed the senses. Her stories of a carefree childhood along the banks of the Bow River in southern Alberta transported the listener to another time and place. Black Kettle was honored at the Stampede's Indian Village closing ceremonies in July 2011. That year marked the final time Na Nanayana Maki, Chief Capturing Woman, would pitch her teepee at the Stampede grounds. She passed away in hospital on September 14, 2011, at the age of 94. And now in Nakota.
Winchispaskadabin, Kabitanga, Nahpahpa, Bizitain, Yaitas, Ne, Nihedata, Maggie Black Kettle, Kabi, Tanga, Nahpizitia, Yaitas, Duhani, His, Duhuahman, Hansawan, Hitsa, Nazitizitin, Yijinas, Ne, Du snack daku pizahuda tanga hitsa azihiabia nanku hahana nangu hosis duhan sneeze dansawan hitsin zin gitsi timanitas ye doskananciha nitsi anukini hanga nitsagia duki ye winzi hise tagia hitsi dukin winzi hise uningi na na hitsi hekta aninkitawan hitsin newiani. Ne July 2011 keha winchis paskadabi zin chuha zin ne dacha hiktam ugi hi dacha unchagya unne zin gidya time na zin ne yawabi dagun ubats bazobi chats itsin zeha chiha ihage kabi tanga ahnah pitsawan newiane itsin September 14, 2011, Ankeha. When Jimna Nam joined Kagik Tonsa, Samnizin Chunha, Makuchin Stans at Snin, Winchispa.
Maggie Black Kettle was a fixture at North American powwows and attended as many as she could to get some exercise and meet friends. She recalled how her youthful exuberance was dampened by her experience in a Catholic residential school in Cluny, which she entered at age 7. Seeing one of her classmates being punished traumatized her and made her a shy and scared kid. Despite being soft-spoken, Black Kettle's sense of justice overpowered her timidity.
Ne vida tanganin wagitsi bi tangtanganeche ya itsas ne Maggie Black Kettle nees inchunza ne wagitsi bi duki wagitsi bi nees ikta unsawan hechi wagitsi na nangu. Oyade dunangap nees hitsi unchakyaya dangina unchawan hitsin niwiane watijagitsiha ne unspe unchakyabi yuzangabi tiha hanitsin hitsinis unchawan ne cloni in hitsiahna zis ne hizehansiha ne dukha daskanansa yuzangabi dukin chumincha huya na ze a ungisa hidden dukin.
Shortly after graduating from high school at 16, Maggie Black Kettle was told she'd been offered to Nicholas Black Kettle in an arranged marriage. Over the next 10 years, the couple worked side by side in farmers' fields. The marriage also helped Black Kettle regain the culture she lost in boarding school. Her mother-in-law taught her beadwork, and after returning to a ceremonial lifestyle, she was approached to become a member of the Buffalo Woman's Society.
Ne, weane, Maggie Black Kettle, winji hitiha. Age shak pisam nichiha. Ospein chakia bizidaha. Zidahangi chuni hid. Ze tangan guzidaha. Ne, ye tam nihidrabze. Ne, winchata. Utangan necha kubita hid. Hitsin ze winchazegichi. Ahanga bim zimna. Ne, sen washiju. Dagu no yabietin. Bae pincha omincha hid. Hitsin ne winchata gichionze. Se is. tuha sin imin sih nang yezi daha duho mangi abit ya hin ne inja hun spain chaki tibin dagun duk duho da dukeni hami ke awak nusta yezi snow agiat ya hin hitsin si iye tu inju je dagun uspe mangkia na nangu wia dabiko uspe mangkia na nangu hem chasta chigiab ni chagia kuis zeis hitchagia dagun giksi mami na o apach ya hin hitsin ze hai mucha sta chigya bi ne chages ne hitsi ye umi ze chi ne hitsi thathanga thathanga uyam bi daguk no ya bi chin ze ze ni so picha hin.
By 1969, Maggie Blackkettle and her family had moved to Calgary. Nicholas passed away in 1973, and so she worked for years in a downtown bus station cafe until her granddaughter came home one day and announced the school principal at Plains Indian Cultural Survival School was looking for an instructor to teach beadwork. She summoned her courage and applied, but she needn't have worried because she was hired on the spot and remained a cultural instructor for many years.
1969, Keha. Maggie Blackkettle, ne chinjabio, win chispata, hitchiti, umihin, hitchin, hitchi abihna, zidaha, zain suha, 1973, zeha, gichinga, Nicholas says, makuchin stahid. Zida win chispata, ne chihibichiha, pinchabio, win chine, na win chispo yadigan, oha, bus station chain, where titi be chain, zin dohundosna pinchi etahid, chadu kamba wizahid. Tagozakpo Wiyanansa. Ne Huspain Chakyabi Plains Cultural School Jab Kidaha. Ze Nihna Ne Ogyahin Nidin Pinchia Bicha O Kans Due Oya Zabi O Spain Chakya Chia Utangana Bitsi Jahid. Hitchi Chihana Ka Duhun Tanka Sika Pies Hitchiahna Ne Pinchia Bine O Kanze. Yunchayahid Hitchiadukwanazin Ne Pinchia bise ie kubihna zedin zedahan zedin dohun dosna pinchia chahid.
Maggie Blackkettle taught generations to speak Blackfoot, along with traditional arts and dancing, and was recognized with the YWCA's Woman of Distinction Award for Arts and Culture in 1994. She was an ambassador both on and off the reserve, called upon to receive Prince Charles in 1977. Her recognizable face won her roles in movies such as Wild America, Medicine River, and in the TV series North of 60.
Maggie Blackkettle ne hem winchasta das kamin do handusna dagunu spain chaki chawat nangu iesi hasabe I abijo na nangu tacha hem winchasta dagu huya zabi dagu garbi ne chagyakho. Ze dohondusna unchagya na unchabada na spain chakye chach. Hitsin neden when she spain 1994 ke ha. Ne YMCA's Women of Distinction Awards is for Arts and Culture. Zes ze hogini chahid. Hitsin ne wiyane dagun. Iye hamun chasta datsas no yene. Ze dohani na. Pazo apin chie chawan ne oyade de ne chen. Hitsa na 1977 ankees ne chi mini asam Prince Charles hikdichi hains. Zees is ne isin upitsa hin. Hitsa na ne wiyane dohoda yegya bihna duweze snoya bichawan. Nangu wahankya bi pin chie ne. Hitchens upitsa one, she choose duese hunabi chedu chawan, it's in Newiane, Wild America in Upahna, Nangu Medicine River, na Sedaha North of 60 in his Zains upitsas.
Leading Lights on the Windspeaker Radio Network, funding contribution from Government of Canada's Amplified Voices program.